The Japanese writer Haruki Murakami surprises us again with 1,084, a novel which will not leave you indifferent. As soon as it was released, it immediately became a bestseller and sales reached 1 million within the first month. Having been translated into many languages, we could say that it is his cult novel. As the letter Q and the number 9 are homophones in Japanese, the title might be a wink at Orwell's 1984. Indeed, in 1984's story, a sort of powerful creatures control people's life and fate. However, it is not such a simple thing. Set in 1984 in Japan, the story centers on two main characters, Aomame and Tengo, who met in school 20 years earlier, and now are eager to meet again as they feel they are connected through an invisible knot, and something special and magical will happen when they get together again. In fact, they are drawn in a distorted reality in which two moons are hanging in the sky, the real moon, and another smaller greenish moon that only can be seen by them. The events take place in Tokyo. Aomame, a martial arts instructor, is hired by an old woman who runs a shelter for women victims of domestic violence to kill a man, the leader of a sect known by abusing and mistreating women. Tengo is a math teacher and writer whose editor proposed him to ghost rewrite a novel by a teenager. Although they are looking for each other, their lives run separately until the end of the novel. Tackling such issues as domestic violence, religion, sects, politics, and Japanese culture, the novel unfolds in a tense, gripping manner in which reality is mixed with fiction, in which a bunch of Japanese recipes described at great length are cooked at the same time that some terrifying living beings turn up on the scene emerging from the mouth of goats. Given that it is an almost 1,000-page trilogy published in two volumes, some might think it is a hard, long read. Nevertheless, it is a real page-turner with a good pace from the very first page. Difficult to categorize, this is definitely one of the best literary works by Murakami. A must read that I can't recommend highly enough.